Yeah. Okay. Well, a little bit of a tidbit, a little bit of an update there.
Okay.
Q, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Jim. How are you doing, Jim?
We are doing okay. Rockin' Robin is here, and I'm doing okay. Q, tell us where you are and what you've been doing all afternoon.
Well, right now I'm in Lacey, Washington, and I just left Port Orchard a few minutes ago. And I attended another funeral today. This one was for Staff Sergeant Joseph Kane, 35, who was killed in Iraq. And last night I was on an escort mission from PDX to a funeral home for another one of our soldiers killed. As you may have heard in the news lately, we've had a lot of them get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Over 100. Speaking of over 100, I've attended over 100 funerals now.
Wow, Q, you have, that's like in Oregon, Washington.
Just in our area.
It's been stressful because I've also been getting a lot more hits on my website, iraqwarheroes.org. A lot more people are finding it and sending me photographs and stories and things of their loved ones for me to add. So, you know, it's at least a 9-hour day just doing all of that. And one of the other things I've been doing is helping out at the War Memorial construction site, which is in Salem, 700 Summer Street, which is on the Capitol Mall, right next to the VA building. You know, people need to come check it out. I mean, there was some bad press for a while saying it's too early to build a war memorial. Well, you know, when the first man died for us, that was time to start the war memorial. You know, unlike today with those poor guys from World War II, they waited, what, 60 years, man, before they put that up in D.C.
And that's 60 years.
Yes, and then, you know, even some of the Vietnam memorials, I mean, it was like almost forever. You know, and for Salem-News.com, did an interesting, did a pretty good write-up on what I do a few days ago. Major media will not touch what I do. I don't know why, but anyhow, they're a small organization, but I've created a shortcut link so you can get to the article and kind of get an idea of what I do and what I go through.
Mm-hmm.
At sterlingwolf.com. Sterling as in, you know, sterling silver, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G. Wolf as in, you know, the kind that howls at the moon, .com. Or go to iraqwarheroes.org and just click on my news link at NWS, and you can find another link there.
Yeah.
So I've got Memorial Day coming up, and I've been invited to a couple of parades, but I will be there at the dedication to the public at the War Memorial in Salem, unless I'm at another funeral.
Right. On Veterans Day, coming up in a couple...
November 11th.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Currently, I've got two more funerals pending. I've got one pending on Monday. Matter of fact, this weird thing is, well, at the funeral today, a man called me up, and I guess he's the father. They're planning to have a private ceremony, especially in the church part of it. And, you know, he had received my card from someone, and it sounds like he'll be more than happy to have me there. So I'll probably be the only camera, the only eyes, to record it for his children. You know.
Q, how do you find out about these heroes that have fallen to attend their funeral services?
Okay, well, I get releases from the Department of Defense via email. All right, and that's how I end up adding the names to my very long list at iraqwarheroes.org. And then if there is a city that's in Northern California or Western Idaho, Washington, or in Oregon, then what I do is I start tracking that particular name, you know, and find out when the funeral is going to be and things like that. And one of the way I've been also using the resources of the Patriot Guard writers, because, you know, they've got over 40-some-odd thousand members. So I'm on their website, too, in case they hear something before I do and vice versa. And then what I try to do is I attempt to contact the family. If there's no contact information available to me, then I wait until the day of the funeral, and I show up. And if I get text pictures or not, I will be there to pay my respects to this hero. You know, and I'm always hoping that other people would do the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you do all your photographing and all your services voluntarily to the family.
That is. Yeah, I'm standing outside. Sorry about the noise.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, a few of the pictures that I take go on the website, on my tribute site for these heroes, and they're always non-family pictures, okay? I'm not the media. I don't violate these people's grieving and splashing it on the paper and things like that. It's just wrong. And then all the pictures, yeah, I put them on CDs, and I normally send 3 copies to the immediate family members so they can give another copy to whoever.
Mm.
They can do whatever they want to with them. It's free of charge. It's my way of saying thank you for their sacrifice and saying thank you for their hero sacrifice. And, you know, the whole website is my way of helping remind people of who these guys are. You know, they're just not freaking numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just plain old names. I make it a point to let people know if you have anything on this person, pictures, stories, comments, you know, I'd be honored to add those, you know, to help people remember who these people are. And there's so many stories out there. There's so many faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Q, you are able to use your skills and web skills, computer skills, to make a lot of this information, pictures of the funerals, available to the family members. And it really does mean a lot to them. Isn't that your experience?
It does mean a lot to them. And, you know, sometimes I was, another quick story here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just at a funeral and in Port Orchard. I was here in Port Orchard on July 1 when Devon Gibbons was buried here. This was the same day that Tucker was being buried, you know, the one that made a lot of news. And, it was one of those days where I had 3 funerals to pick from. Well, I chose Devon Gibbons because Tucker was getting a lot of news. I knew there were going to be a lot of people there to support him and his family. And Devon Gibbons, he lied in a hospital in Texas for over 10 weeks with 99% burn on his body, and you know, they did their best to try and keep him alive. This guy suffered, and I attended his funeral. Well, 2 funerals ago, I went to Sutherland, Oregon, for a funeral, and I met the parents of Devon Gibbons. They came down there, all the way down there, because the kid whose funeral is going on now, you know, I can't even ring up the name now. It'll come up as soon as I hang up. But
that's okay.
It was one of the 2 kids that pulled their son out of the wreckage that got blown up. They never got to meet him in person, you know, because he was still in Iraq, and he got killed in the same city that their son did. I mean, they had communicated to him via MySpace.
Mm.
You go to myspace.com/QFocal, you can keep track of some of my doings. But and by phone they had talked to him. And, that makes it even harder. And then I saw 4 other Gold Star parents there that recognized me, that whose son's funeral I've been to. And I tell you, it's nice to meet them, but it makes it for a really very stressful day. I mean, I had a hard time getting home that day.
Mm.
Wow. And, you know, people forget. You know, I hear a lot of people criticizing These men and women that join our military, most of them join to defend this country, to defend our way of life, defend our rights, our constitution, our free speech, so that the hateful people have something and can freely speak.
Right.
You know, in many countries, you speak the way some of these people do here, you're going to a Turkish prison or something. People forget that. You know, take your politics, you deal it with the politician. Take your other problems, you deal with that. These men and women are dying for you, whether they're doing it right here in the United States, whether they're doing it in Afghanistan, Iraq, or who knows where. They don't pick their fights.
Right.
They don't pick their places. They proudly serve. And we need to get behind them. I'd like to see people stop bringing out some flags again and some yellow ribbons. You know, it's like everybody's bored or something. You know, the first man should be treated the same as the last, and vice versa.
Yeah. We forget that the right we have to disagree and say anything we want. We take that right for granted, but it comes from, at some point, people defending democracy, liberty, and freedom.
That is correct. You know, freedom truly is not free, and people need to realize that. Too many people here, you know, they take it all for granted.
Mm-hmm.
They take it all for granted. And everyone, one way or another, is connected to a military member.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and Q, what we need to also put out there, too, is when we are being attacked like we were in New York, or we fear our airports have terrorists in them, what are we people looking at? We're looking at, where is our army to defend us? Where are our men and women out there? You know, they're not out there picking up and going in to fight these guys. They're looking at our servicemen, and we should remember that.
You know, something else people forget is, how often has something happened in the United States where our military came to help us? You know, natural disasters, hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, wildfires. You know, people forget that.
Yeah,
it's sad. It's really sad. You know, this country here is going to fall apart if people don't start getting up, start getting together instead of bickering at each other because of politics or something. Start sticking up and being there for our troops.
Yeah, and that's important. The politics of this are very frustrating. We all understand that. Even the president the other day is saying, "I understand this is difficult. This is frustrating." But we've got to keep the however we got there, whatever the politics are now, men and the women that are there that are doing this,
they are still bickering over weapons of mass destruction. Let me tell you this. It's a fact, okay? And nobody will dispute this. Well, maybe a few people. That Saddam killed over 8,000 Kurds, all in one whack. And he did this with chemical weapons. Now, how many people do you need to be able to kill at once before it becomes a weapon of mass destruction? One? A family? A town? A city? What? You know, what if we would not have gone to Germany?
We forget.
What happened over there?
I mean, we didn't want to go there either, trust me.
FDR ran on a platform of isolationism, but he realized, and this was his genius, he had to convince the United States citizens that in the long run we had to do something if democracy was to survive on the globe.
Yeah.
And again, we don't want to take sides in this. It's just that the troops are doing their best to promote democracy in a foreign land where they really need a beachhead of democracy.
Yep, I'd like to see people replace those faded stickers they got on their cars with some fresh ones.
That's a good idea.
You know, I mean, come on, let's everybody show. I mean, the troops over there know what's going on here, believe it or not. They know. And you know what? We need to send them our strength. We need to send them our positiveness. You know, and you know, we just need to, you know, send the finger to the others, so to say.
Well said. Q. Any any final thoughts here? I'm hoping maybe on our Thanksgiving show you can find a few minutes to call in. It's on a Thursday next month, and this war has gone on. Nobody had hoped it would have taken the course it did. Obviously, mistakes have been made. The militant Islamists are, well, some people said this would be very, very hard. Other people said, well, it's harder than we thought. But in any case, it's very tough. And we're there, and what...
And we need to finish the job.
Okay.
We need to finish the job, okay? And because I tell you what, I mean, I hear some people, yeah, they want to just pull out and stuff like that. Yeah, and what's that going to tell? You know, the over 3,000 men and women that I have on my list.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, we just, we need to go ahead and finish this job. Because I tell you what, if we quit here, they know. Because I tell you, they have people in this country. And it scares me, especially with our open border. So that's a whole
mm-hmm.
different subject. It
right.
scares me how many of their people are here. People that hate the U.S. Look at some of our media. It's quite obvious that they hate us.
Mm.
But, you know, First Amendment allows them to
That's
take
right.
us out in the open.
That's right. And they don't have to worry about going to some dungeon somewhere because they say, I hate President Gorbachev. Do you remember that joke?
Yep.
Do you remember that joke? It was 20 years ago when Gorbachev was president of the USSR, and some comedian says, you know, in the United States, I can go to President Reagan and say, President Reagan, I hate President Reagan. He says, well, in the Soviet Union, you can do the same thing. You go right up to Gorbachev, and you can tell him right to his face, I hate President Reagan.
Oh, jeez.
but that's as far as you can get.
Yep, that's as far as you can get.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
You know, my final words are...
Okay, yeah.
Well, visit sterlingwolf.com and read this article about one of my projects involving, you know, IraqWarHeroes.org. And look, guys, if you see a military man
mm-hmm.
or woman in or out of uniform, you can recognize them. You know, at least just look at them and say, thank you for serving. And if you're really brave, reach out your hand and thank them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really, really brave, you might even be able to give them a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if you are, if you can't, I mean, if you're one of those phobia people, you know, you don't want to walk up to somebody strange, there are many sources on the net where you can even anonymously thank a U.S. soldier, a U.S. Marine, a U.S. airman out there.
And there's also that website, I believe it's acescares.org.
.org, yes.
Yeah, to where if you just want to help out in material forms, you can do it safely and somewhat anonymously there.
That is correct.
Yeah.
acescares.org.
Yeah.
ACES is short for American Citizens Encouraging Support. We encourage you to support our troops.
Yeah, yeah. You also mentioned quite a long time back that if you see a young man a bit edgy standing at the bus stop, not in uniform.
Or standing in line in a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
You know, let him go. He might have just come back from Iraq. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
things a little edgy.
Yeah.
You know, people
mm-hmm.
have to realize that we have a whole new generation of men and women coming back that are injured. And, you know, depending on how badly the injury, that affects a lot of somebody's life and what they think about themselves, what they think about their surroundings. And then you've got PTSD. You know, we've already lost quite a few of them to PTSD. And, hey, we need to support them. We need
okay.
to welcome them home. Let's not do like we've done to some in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be very frightful.
Q, I want to thank you so much for putting our soldiers first here and politics last and encouraging everybody to rise above obviously everybody has strong feelings here. We've had them all on our show, maybe not all on the same show, but the troops are there doing their best to bring about democracy, follow the best strategies, plans, tactics that will change after they don't work, but they continue. So Q, I want to thank you so much, and keep us posted again.
Okay. Jim, thanks for what you guys are doing with fathers and families, you know.
Okay. Thank you,
Q. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's Q, Mape, and that website, IraqWarHeroes.org. We're going to take a little bit of a song here, again, to get past all of the politics. We understand. I like that. That's our cue for the song. God bless the USA.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. There ain't no doubt I love this.